this season on God Talks, we're going to talk about the next 30 days of experiences. I'm going to do my best, as always. I'm really sucking at that these days. I'm going to keep it real with you. The next 30 days, I really want to focus on the feelings and emotions towards our country and global crisis, as you may. It has really taken a toll on a lot of people. I think that many of us are looking at it on the negative aspect when it's actually very positive. So I'm looking right now. We're at the park, and I've been on spring break for about 10 days. And for those days, 1 week, I didn't have my children, and kind of really sat in my thoughts for a really long time. And what is sitting on my mind is that this is the perfect time to do some investing. And many people are going to miss out. And I think it started to really bother me that the wealthy will continue to get wealthy and the poor will stay poor, or the minorities will stay low because of lack of education or lack of informant. And so this podcast is to help us kind of get some of the information out. So if you feel that it can really inspire or encourage, then you should send it. Hello. So today we're at the park, and even though that most of the cities or states are going towards a, not most, about 10% are going towards a lockdown situation or to stay in place, to stay in shelter. I'm at the park, and there's quite a few people at the park, mostly through the weeks, during school weeks. And, you know, it's not really a lot of people here. Sometimes you might see about 4 or 5, but today there's about 30 to 40. Maybe more, maybe 50 or more, maybe because of there is a distance between everyone that's here, and which is great. But what I'm really getting from this, emotional wise, is I feel a sense of love happening. If you really haven't paid attention to the present, if you haven't been outside of your home and been able to experience the breeze, the air smells different. Many people don't pay attention to that, but the air smells different. You will notice a lot of the kids' allergies, which probably come from the dirty air and the pollution, a lot of the allergies that we're having, if it's not pollen related, are probably simmering down. In my country, in my town, there is still a lot of activity. Even though the restaurants are closing, there's less people out and about. To me, it's still incredible to see more family-oriented goals. Personally, because they can't go to work, or, you know, this is really going to help me with my stress levels, because I am concerned about people panicking, and I'm concerned about people who have nothing, who are not preparing for this next 30 to possibly 90 days, actually. I read a statistic from an email list that I'm on, and it stated 4 different levels of of action taken and what would happen in the death toll of the actions taken. Hello. And one was, if we absolutely do nothing, no social distancing, everybody goes to work, everybody lives normally, and the only time that you can really take precaution or to know to take precaution is when you actually go and you're hospitalized, and then you're like, okay, now we need to do this, right? 70,000 people will get infected and possibly have the chance of dying. Now, there's billions of people in the world, so this may sound a little harsh, but that's still less than 1% of the world. And to me, a lot of the stuff that these creators do, and whoever created this, it was for a reason. We don't know why, nor will we ever know why. But let's say we continue with the social distancing. We're 6 to 7, 6 to 10 feet away from people, not in each other's presence, just kind of doing our own thing. Then that would lower it to about 200,000 people being infected and possibly with a chance of dying, if not more infected. And that's just the toll of dying based on the chart and the data that was received. And then we have quarantine, where you're locked down for a certain amount of time but can still freely move, and then it drops rather quickly, and it goes down to the lower thousands. But but if we go completely into a lockdown for 3 months, now this is all based on 3 months, 90 days of quarantine, straight lockdown, shelter-in-place situation. If we do a complete shelter-in-place situation for the next 90 days, the possibility of 700,000 dying and being infected and dying goes down to 5,000. And 5,000 is a much better number, God forbid, and God bless the people and the souls that were lost during this time. But if you had to lose 2 to 3 months of salary, is that more important than losing your life? Is your life more worthy, more valuable than 3 months' salary? So, my godparents, who have taught me so much, my godfather definitely has taught me so much, and he told me some things that my dad or my mom possibly didn't know, or didn't share, didn't think that they could share. My dad is definitely the type of man that will take care of you completely. So he doesn't expect for you to have to give anything. He is definitely feeling that that's something that he wants to do. He feels like he has to take care of his woman, his children, his family. It's great. So, I don't believe that he thought that he needed to share that information with me. Just fine. Just great. But it was taught to me. You should prepare yourself for 6 months. 6 to 9 months In the past, I would shoot for a year salary or more. But if you can possibly be smart enough and have a wealthy mindset for your hard times, that's something that you needed to know. So, for example, if you're making $3,000 a month, which is probably average, I think, $3,000 a month, $1,500 every 2 weeks, $750 weekly, you should have about $9,000 saved up for a crisis. And that's definitely minimal, I believe, for anybody, depending on your lifestyle, your living. So once a month I go through my spending and I look at how stupid the spending may have been for the month and how could I have perfected it. How could I have shifted my spending from a poverty mindset to a wealth mindset? And it just depends on your definition of wealthy versus poverty, because there are definitely a lot of big spenders out here who spend fiercely because they believe that it's always going to come and it's never going to be taken away, and it's very much so possible. However, some of the richest people have filed bankruptcy multiple times. I think Walt Disney filed bankruptcy about 7 times before, you know, Disneyland became what it is. So, but in order for you to be wealthy, you have to go through some very difficult times. And this is one of those. So many of us are going to come out prosperous through this whole shutdown, close down, and the view of the world and what's going on. And many of us will struggle. We'll lose our jobs. We'll have to file bankruptcy. Houses possibly go into foreclosure. Many will starve because they did not take the warnings lightly. I didn't particularly panic. However, I was in the Houston area and went to a grocery store, and there was no water. And this was probably 3 weeks, maybe a month before it even started really expanding on the TV. And I was like, oh God, something's about to happen. So moving forward, here we are today. And probably a week later or less, I went home and went to a smaller town, thinking that a lot of people are not really focused on it. And my God, there was no bread, no water, no toilet paper. I'm still trying to get to understand the toilet paper. I might have to do a whole segment on the toilet paper and why people are so infatuated with the toilet paper. I mean, we got more bread than assorted toilet paper. Understand, I had to limit my kids on toilet paper. Luckily, praise God, I got boys. But yes, just looking at that, I'm like, Jesus Christ. So the panic of others put me in preparation for what could happen. So here I am at the park, going into the health aspect of what's going on. I am the only African American here, me and my two kids. which is another thing, that this is the perfect time to get our whole house in order, and not necessarily just our minds and our house and the food, but our health. I had a very inspiring conversation with a family member this morning, and he could feel the emotion spilling out. And my concern is not that I'm gonna die or anything. Something I was really concerned about the world and how the world is handling this. And that was my mess up. The how was really not my concern. The why this is happening. It's really none of my concern. The how, the why, not my concern. Because we'll never know why. We can have all of our beliefs, opinions, on what we think is causing this and why government is doing this. And boy, do we have some reasons. But how it's going to happen, how things are going to change and shift in the world, it's not our problem. And it's definitely out of our control. And this is the time to worship. Pray more than ever. Definitely. More than ever. So, that is what I'm going to talk about today. And I'm done. So tomorrow, I'll give you an update on how everything's going. And I'd like to hear about everything that's going with you and how you're dealing with this very stressful event. And it shouldn't be. Stressful. It should be a time of advantage. Advantage with your children. Advantage with learning and taking up a study. I'm off for 3 weeks, so I'm really looking into some things that I can learn while I'm off, and some things that I can teach while I'm off. And I feel like this is a time for many of us to prosper, to flourish. And one of the companies that I'm in, it has been their highest month of recruitment. People are joining more than ever because they don't know what's going to happen after now. So it's very important to get in tune, get aligned to what God is showing you. Be alert. Reset your mind. Get ready. This is your girl, A Crazy T, lady, signing off. I don't know why I'm whispering. I feel like I'm whispering just to make sure I'm close to the volume to talk. Trying to get my 3 miles in before tomorrow. The goal is 6. That's 3 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon since the gym is closed. We're going to work hard on ourselves for 3 weeks. And so God is good. He's given us this time to really health our health and get back in order. So this is your time to do the same. God bless all of you. Have a blessed day. Welcome, welcome, welcome to God Talks Healthy Wisdom. I just added that on. I have been looking of a different way to approach, or should I say, I've really been speaking to the spirit within, looking for a different approach of how to expand God Talks, how to expand health, how to expand the knowledge of health, wisdom, how to invent, you know, wisdom in health, wisdom in investing, in financial literacy, whatever the case may be. And so I said, oh, I like the sound of God Talks Healthy Wisdom. And so as you know, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, my name is the Crazy Tea Lady. I've been called that for years. I started selling detox tea in 2016, and it was so funny because I was already crazy tea. And so with that being said, we added the lady I am, and in 2020, 30 years later or something crazy like that, maybe 25 years later, I am still classified as the Crazy Tea Lady. How about that? So today, as I take a healthy walk through the park, I'm on my fourth mile. My goal is to get to 8 a day. And as my body feels great and accepts the challenge, I'll add a mile until I'm doing it as quick as possible. Today, I've been able to complete 4 miles in an hour. So I am pushing it. And normally I do a couple of sprints between the light poles, lighting fixtures. Today, I've been just chilling, walking. Now, I'm going to tell you how the enemy comes at you. You know, this being inside can really cramp your style. I think that is, I'm walking up a hill, y'all. Y'all give me a second. I really think that it's great to get out here first thing in the morning when your mind is clear. Put on you some T.D. Jakes or Michael Tide or Jensen Franklin. What's her name? Joyce Myers, Jesus. Or even Sarah Jakes and some powerful women of Christ. And let them speak to your soul throughout the day. So right now I started a 30-day challenge for my people. And the prize at the moment is $200. I'm giving people until Sunday to sign up. But I said, I'm going to challenge myself breakfast, lunch, and dinner to come out here, you know, and walk. And even if it's not breakfast, lunch, and dinner, maybe just lunch and dinner, you know. So this is dinner time for most. You're getting those steps in before, you know, you eat. Your body's burning extra calories. And then later on, I'll do another 4 miles on the stationary two miles. I'll probably do 4. It'll only take like 12 minutes actually to do 4 miles. So I'll probably do that on the bike later, just to kind of make up for lost time yesterday. It started pouring yesterday, and I didn't get out here to do. But during this critical time, people are in self-quarantine. So you say, this is my coronavirus episodes. And you know what? I've made a few. And for some strange reason, they are always interrupted. So let's pray to God that God is with us in spirit, that we are not going to be disturbed today through the podcast. And we're going to be able to get through this episode with grace and mercy. And hey, he got our back, so we can just kind of get the point that he wanted us to bring to you today. across. So during this time, I call it family, ordered family time. Now for some, this ain't working, you know. And I'm going to give you my honest opinion. I prayed for something like this, but I prayed for it on a different level, on a different perspective. And I was like, man, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, the current situation I was in, I don't do this anymore. Like, I can't wait till this year is over with. And boom, God is powerful. God is so powerful, y'all. And it wasn't in the aspect that I was thinking. Now, even though I have so many things that I want to accomplish, my mind is going 1,000 miles per hour. I am bouncing between thinking of what I should be doing, knowing what I should do, and worry about the masses. But see, that ain't my problem. See, God gives us avenues to take. He gives us vehicles to ride in. And it's only up to us to start. You know? So, with that being said, this has been an emotional roller coaster ride for myself, even though I should be focused. And the fear of not being healthy, the fear of being overweight, the fear of what if comes into play and it knocks all those incredible goals you have knock you off the tracks, right? And so I went from speaking life into myself to being knocked off the tracks. And now I have to adapt to a whole nother level of thinking, a whole nother level of learning for my students, a whole nother level to adapt to. And many of us are not really good at adapting. I'm a very schedule-friendly person. I like things to go a certain way. And my God, when things don't go my way, boy, I act like a kid. And I don't function well. So I can imagine how the kids are at home with their parents and how they're acting at home, you know, and off schedule. And then think of the suffering that these kids are going through. Parents aren't working in some areas. Parents aren't working. Okay, I just spoke that on part one. Welcome back to God Talks. Healthy wisdom with the girl, the crazy tea lady. Here I am bringing you just the things that I've been blessed to share with you guys. Because as I listened to Michael Todd the other day, he was like, we look at the minister on TV, but we fail to understand that the minister is within us. And we're all created for ministry in our own way. We just have to take advantage of it. So this is our time. This is our time to minister to our children in whatever level of capacity that we feel, you know. And so as I was finishing part one, I actually was transferring my earphones from one phone to another. And the phone, when it connected to the Bluetooth, it decided to turn off the last podcast introduction. But I was wanted to finish off what I was stating in regards to the children at home, and they're relaxing really, really well. But see, as I was telling my cousins, you know, being an educator, even if I don't ever go back to teaching, based on all the opportunities God has placed in my path, I still understand that this epidemic is really going to harm a lot of minority children, because some of the kids in my class that were feeling, you know, that were not, I don't want to say failing, but underdeveloped, should I say, are already a year behind. You understand me? And so during the summertime, that 2 months, they lose half a year of mental work that they've been doing in class. And so it's like, how do you keep them up? How do you keep them going with school? How do we prepare them you know, from a place that they're not in charge of. And I was speaking to a friend of mine who teaches upper grades, and she was seeing how many children that she had on her virtual classroom attendance. And I was like, that's great. And I said, you got to think about the difference between some children. My kids are 6 and 7. They're 5 years old. They're 6, 7, 5, maybe even an 8-year-old in there somewhere. They don't have access to cell phones at this moment. And some may, depending on their parents' ability, financial abilities. But most of them don't. They can't log in to a Zoom call or, you know, see me whenever they want to. They don't have access to phones, especially in the area of income that we're in. Some of them don't even have, laptops. They don't have cheap tablets. They don't have iPads or, you know, certain computers, you know. And so when I think of that, they have no control over their learning, you know. They literally have to be these kids that just want to learn. And sometimes, you know, I talk to many parents where parents are just like, you know, giving me all these excuses of why the child isn't doing what he's. Come on, y'all. Come on now. And this required family time that you've given, this is your time to build your children up. This is your time to learn your children. I had a parent that didn't even know her child could read. You know, and so it's just really embarrassing that it took some people, you know, hundreds of thousands of people to die in order for you to realize what type of child you really have, realize and take the time to really enjoy your children. And for myself, too, the last month has been hard for me because I am definitely not a homebody. I can be at home when I am trying to revamp my life and talk to myself and meditate or detox or things like that. But when it comes to, you know, just sitting in the house with kids and watching TV, that's not what I do. I've watched more TV. Well, the TV has definitely been on. I have not been watching it as much, but it has been on. It has definitely been watching me. And, you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, I make sure that I push times aside for my children. So next week, we're going to have a full schedule before they leave. Not in next week, but this weekend. And we'll have a full schedule of things that we will watch and learn, praise God. And we'll see all that. We'll pray for that, you know. We will take a picnic. We do already do a stroll in the park. They don't like being here with me because they say I'm here too long. And I'm typically here about 2 hours. But like I said, I have been doing great timing today. I'm so proud of myself. I've literally finished 4 miles in a little bit over an hour. It's probably 1 hour and 10 minutes. I am literally on my way to my car. I'm going to go home and go ahead and whip up some things to eat because I am just getting back to town from delivering some health products and, you know, focus on keeping the surrounding of me healthy. But guys, I just want to encourage y'all to take advantage of this time. You know, it is a sad time, but it can be a very uplifting time. It can be a time that, you know, God has put us in this place to listen to all the thoughts, all the million-dollar ideas that we had in our head, and he's put it in our mind to go through and for us to listen and take advantage of it. And so those are some things that I am grateful for at the time. And I had to really, like, step aside and say, you know what? This is amazing, you know? We just have to figure out some ways to enjoy our children as we, you know, travel through this little quarantine time or whatever you want to call it. And so that is it. I just want y'all to put God first in this time. And right now he's listening and he's watching and he is putting things into your spirit, until you're putting people into your path and giving you energy and wisdom that you had never seen before. And sometimes in order for us to really hear the God within, but to hear what God is trying to say to us, what the Holy Spirit is speaking on our lives, we have to be quiet and we have to eat better. And we have to really like be taken away from people so God can say, hey, I've been trying to get you for years. You know, remember that idea you wanted to do about 10 years ago? I'm here for you. I got something for you. And I really want, you know, you to, I really want you to take that leap in this leap year, okay? And that is God, what he has placed on my mind to share with you guys today. I am on my way to the top. I thank you all for encouraging. I thank you all for listening. And I'm okay if nobody ever listens, you know. It has just been a blessing to people to be able to just speak my mind, speak from my heart, and speak what God has put out there for me without you even knowing, you know, without me knowing who's listening and if I've ever been able to help you. You know, I appreciate you just believing in the segment that was brought to your attention. And I hope that some days, I know it's just been, some of those messages just came to me and I had to put them together. And a part of me wasn't feeling it. And so that's not the work of God to Nick, to my, you know, to, I feel like, you don't have no feeling, you know, when he wants you to do something, you just got to do it. It's like a mama or daddy. And mama and daddy tell you to do something, you do it. And he is the ultimate mother and father. So thank all of y'all. I pray for every one of y'all. Keep your hands clean and wearing your gloves if you choose to, wearing your mask if you choose to, cross-contaminate while you out here in this public. I mean, having gloves on and not touching stuff is almost the same thing. So might as well just walk. And we're going to be fist bumping and elbow bumping for a mile time. For a while, okay, y'all? So that's it. Be blessed. Have a great day.